Springfield's Talk 104.1 and a good Wednesday. Today, Wednesday morning. Winter storm warning is going to kick in at noon today through tomorrow night. Have details on that to come as usual. It's most likely going to be part of the news with Jason Rima also. Yesterday, a day of a lot of political announcements, people going to Jeff City in order to officially submit, register, get themselves on the ballot for some of the upcoming races. An announcement made caught a lot of people off guard last night at the council meeting with Springfield Councilwoman Angela Romine announcing that this is due to the city charter. If you're running for, I don't know if it's a specific other office, but another office, city charter evidently does not allow you to still be on the council. And that city charter, while it doesn't apply to certain people like we saw with former Councilwoman Jan Fisk, others do respect the city charter. And due to the decision that she made to run for state senate in the primary against Lincoln Huff, who is a, he runs as a Republican, but he loves tax increases and an expanded government. And I suspect Angela Romine and those who have encouraged her to run are the opposite, and they want somebody in there that is going to, instead of being an obstacle to those efforts, will actually help those efforts along. We expect to chat with her tomorrow about her decision, and so that's a programming note for you, most likely sometime between 6:45 and 7 o'clock. Today, a couple of people that we're going to talk with, we've actually had on the program before, and they are the individuals that started Freedom Health Systems. And the news, unfortunately, what has happened, and I know many of you have seen this play out, and it's very frightening. You have the massive corporate-run hospitals that are run oftentimes by people that have no medical background whatsoever, making decisions and then doubling down on those decisions, even when we learn from the science those decisions were counterproductive. Vaccine mandates being one of those, given what we have learned that was hidden from us from the CDC regarding natural immunity. And I'm actually going to share a piece with you on that here in a moment. So a number of doctors who swore an oath, and that oath was do no harm, and that desire, that motivation to do what is best for the patient, oftentimes conflicted with having a checklist of do's and don'ts from people that don't have medical backgrounds. Freedom Health Systems is one of these offerings that developed out of that. Unfortunately, what's happening is you get local news outlets across the country and national ones as well that become lapdogs of the establishment. Instead of doing full research, they essentially decide which ones are the government-approved individuals, and that's all they listen to. Whatever they say goes. It doesn't matter how often they're proven to be wrong, because there is no wrong. It's like Fauci, this idea where Fauci declares, I am science, and if you are against me, you're against science. I noted months ago that while there appeared to be a silver lining in the hospitals making decisions against the interest of the community's health, that we would begin to see some of these doctors that break away from the hospitals. But I warned the hospitals would do everything they could to make sure that didn't happen. Crush the competition. And much of that is utilizing local media to demonize, to try and delegitimize and smear some of these medical professionals. There are other ways, too. They send out these little, I mean, it's like the days of the East Germany, where you know there were spies for the government, didn't necessarily work for the government, but either believed in the cause or you know feared their own safety, and so they would report on neighbors, they would spy on family members and so forth. And there's a lot of that that goes on. So you'll have these medical professionals that want to make decisions based on medicine and science and the best interest of their patient, not some corporate memo that's been handed down by someone who has never even worked with a patient. And they find that they're getting reported to the government. It's so interesting to watch what's going on with Putin and our recognition of, gosh, what it's like when there's some tyrannical leader and you lack any sort of freedom and government just can snap their fingers and do whatever they want. And we have that sort of thing in this capacity going on here. We even have to talk about this stuff, about medical professionals being reported on because they're not doing what the government wants them to do and instead are focusing on patients. But that's where we are. Anyhow, the news leader has once again been activated to smear some of these individuals. And so we're going to have the folks from Freedom Health Systems on. We've had them on before just to talk about the Freedom Health Systems. And now that they are under attack it's clear there is a lack of knowledge about so much. And that's unfortunately what happens when you choose to not believe information but people. You pick whom it is that is your master of information, and that's who you go to. That's how you fact check stuff. That's how you fact check them. You ask them, well, so-and-so over here said that what you're saying is inaccurate. What do you say? Well, I say that that's not true. Okay, fact check. You are correct and they are not. You get tunnel vision. It's called being narrow-minded. And when you have media that acts as a mouthpiece and lapdogs in certain capacities for some of these individuals, it's not good for anyone. And this is what you end up with. Not to mention, it's amazing the lack of knowledge about what's called off-label use. Jason Reimer with the latest news update. And so here's that first alert forecast, winter storm warning from noon today through tomorrow night. We've got, and I know some schools, Republic is called school, they got the virtual learning going on. So I'm sure you can visit our websites. We'll have all that information. There is that winter storm warning that kicks in at noon today. It extends through tomorrow night. Snow showers mixed with sleet, freezing rain. Snow and sleet after 5. Little or no ice accumulation is expected. So that's good news. Total daytime snow and sleet accumulation less than 0.5 inch possible. So there will be some snow and sleet accumulation potential, but not ice. Chance of snow showers, freezing rain, sleet tonight, low of 21. Snow showers, freezing rain, sleet tomorrow with a high of 30. Mostly sunny, 32 on Friday. Now we do have a Heroes Breakfast Friday. As we broadcast live from Scramblers, if you're a veteran, you come out 6 to 9 a.m., Scramblers, Air Services, Heating, Cooling, and All Service Plumbing. I'm going to buy you breakfast. That's this Friday, Heroes Breakfast at Scramblers. Now, I want to share with you a piece from The Federalist, and it is filled with factual information about the CDC and quotes from the Biden administration. And I would note there could be great lessons learned from some of the local journalists at the news leader on this. And I cite as an example, and this is just, it's embarrassing that this happens in this community. There's this article, how these Missouri clinics can offer debunked ivermectin as COVID treatment spread vaccine myths. So it's a hit piece on anyone other than the massive corporate hospitals. But one of the things they do is they talk about one of the individuals from Freedom Health Systems, the CEO, linking to an article that was flagged for misinformation. Just by sheer journalistic standards, which I assume there's got to be some measuring stick for that, any person who would ever write a story and cite as some sort of standard the fact that something on the internet was flagged as misinformation is an embarrassment. I'm not a journalist, and I'm embarrassed for him. I don't know that there is anything that is more illegitimate than, quote, fact checkers on the internet. I mean, it's an embarrassing joke that that would be used as some sort of standard to say, well, what this person is saying isn't true because they posted an article on social media and it was fact checked as false. No one with any ability to think looks at fact. People mock fact checking because it has become such a joke. And for the news leader to cite that as a reason for its readers to not believe something or somebody because they posted something that was... I don't think that anybody who posts on a regular basis hasn't had something fact-checked before and in a ludicrous way. There really are no journalistic standards in this country. This is part of the problem. You know, there are things that... I don't know how far back, but in my lifetime, that if somebody, as a journalist, if they did certain things that are done today, they would be gone so fast. But on a daily basis, they get caught writing stories that turn out not to be true, or they use fact-checking on the internet as a standard of truth, just out of dignity, self-respect. They'd be like, "You are you kidding me? You are out of here. This is not who we are." But nowadays, whatever, just go ahead. Sure, use fact-checking. Or, so you got a story wrong. No big deal. It happened. So did everybody else. People rise to the level of expectations, but they also lower themselves to it. And that's what we've seen with the culture of journalism in this country. I wanted to share with you this piece from the Federalist. And what you'll recognize here is a piece of actual journalism. They write, on August 6th, 2021, the Centers for Disease Control released a report that the agency claimed showed vaccination offers higher protection than previous COVID-19 infections. By the way, that is something that the media has grabbed onto, and they hold that as truth. This assertion came amidst a public battle with Senator Rand Paul as the CDC released this data from Kentucky, Paul's home state. Dr. Rand Paul, that is. Yet, after indisputable scientific evidence continued to pile up in favor of natural immunity, the CDC finally capitulated on January 19th, 2022, recognizing the superiority of natural immunity over vaccination alone, saying, quote, again, this is the CDC. This isn't Facebook fact-checking something. This is the CDC. Quote, between May and November of 2021, people who were unvaccinated and did not have a prior COVID-19 infection remained at the highest risk of infection and hospitalization, while those who were previously infected, both with or without prior vaccination, had the greatest protection. Incidentally, just to cite the unreliability of fact-checking, which evidently the news leader needs to look into. Once upon a time, that was fact-checked as false, that natural immunity was a protection. What the CDC now acknowledges is the greatest protection, whether you're vaccinated or not, previously having that natural immunity is just as in the same category of greatest protection as somebody who has been vaccinated and had COVID. The CDC's reversal came after its previous discounting of natural immunity caused mass layoffs, nursing home residents isolated, and hospital staffing shortages. It must not be forgotten or overlooked, and the CDC must be held accountable. Now, none of this information is disputed. It's just ignored. You think about, and it gets ignored at places it shouldn't get ignored. While there are many hospitals across this country that recognized this acknowledgement and began doing away with these vaccine mandates, you still have some hospitals, like, you know, in Springfield, that are used as sources of information as if they're infallible, that are denying this scientific evidence. They would be some of those that are as described here as having layoffs, nursing shortages. Last summer, the piece continues, guided by the CDC, President Biden claimed, quote, if you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in the IC unit, and you're not going to die. Biden also spread misinformation about vaccinations preventing the spread of COVID by claiming, quote, you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. And by the way, he said that when virtually everyone else, including the CDC, was acknowledging otherwise. You know, there are a lot of people who listen to and believe what the President of the United States says. And this wasn't an offhand comment. This was a prepared speech. It might have been informative for the news leader to instead try and warn its readers about that misinformation. Falsely claiming, spreading dangerous misinformation, telling people that if they get the vaccination, they won't get COVID. But see, Biden is a truth teller. He's not dangerous. Fauci is a truth teller. He's not dangerous. Corporate CEOs who run hospitals, they're truth tellers. They're not dangerous. Just doctors who don't follow the marching orders and instead do their own research and have the patience as their number one priority. I want to continue on with this piece because it goes into a lot more factual information. This sort of information that sadly, people who get their information from local media don't have because of either negligence or a willful effort, sadly successful, to misinform people. Springfield's Talk 104.1, I'm Nick Reed. First alert forecast sponsored by Hanson's Tree Service. Winter storm warning from noon today through tomorrow night. Snow showers mixed with sleet and freezing rain. Snow and sleet after 5, little or no ice accumulation, though total daytime snow and sleet accumulation could occur. Less than half an inch, though, is expected. Chance of snow showers tonight, freezing rain, sleet, low of 21. Snow showers, freezing rain, sleet, 30 tomorrow for a high and mostly sunny Friday for our Heroes Breakfast at Scramblers with a high of 32. Aller Building Company, all of their contact information is under Nick's endorsements at KSGF.com. You can also follow them on Facebook. They're pretty active on there. You can see one of the things that they're doing is they have established themselves so well, so long here, and developed such great relationships and done such a great job that they are expanding, not just their offices, but their showroom floor. And that's really where most of the house becomes the home, isn't it? Now, they can design your home for you. No two homes are alike. Though, of course, you can be as involved in that process as you'd like. But then comes the customized part, where you pick out the designs, the backsplashes, the flooring, the hardware, the cabinets. And that's part of the showroom floor experience that, again, it really lets you give it that feel and that personality that says home. Oller Building Company, O-L-L-E-R. I'm reading a piece from The Federalist that's titled, The Centers for Disease Control's Lies Have Destroyed Its Legitimacy. And they have continued to lie. And this piece here is noting their own words and their own contradictions, not to mention They just acknowledged in the last couple of days that they have been hiding information because they were essentially afraid what was occurring here. Is the information, the evidence they had showed certain categories of people weren't necessarily any safer with vaccines than without. And they were afraid that if people saw that factual scientific data, that they may get the wrong impression and think that maybe they don't need a vaccine. And you just do no matter what, even if you don't, according to the CDC. It's called elite panic. It's something we've talked about before, where the people in charge lie because they feel as if the people will not do what they want them to do, and so they misrepresent or lie about the information in order to get people to behave a certain way. And in doing so, they lose total and complete credibility and become counterproductive, because it gets to the point, and this is where the CDC is now and where Fauci is now and so many others, people don't believe anything they say. I'll continue on with the piece, and if you missed any of it, of course, we do have the on-demand section at KSGF.com, also in the KSGF app. A deeper dive into the August Natural Immunity Study reveals methodology that can be recognized as illogical, even to those without medical experience. The CDC researchers created two groups. The case group included people who tested positive in 2020 and then tested positive again during a two-month window in 2021. The control group included people who had a positive test in 2020 without another positive test during the artificial two-month window. The study observed that non-vaccinated group registered a positive test 34.4% of the time, compared to 20.3% of fully vaccinated individuals. The CDC falsely defined the case group's second positive rate as a reinfection. This is the central lie of that study. This data conveniently omitted data on people actually becoming symptomatic, or what a common person would call reinfected. To illustrate the point, consider. If a COVID-recovered person comes into contact with SARS-CoV-2 in their community, they may test positive on a PCR test. Their body can remember the virus, fight it off, and the person actually never even becomes ill. However, shortly after the exposure, a PCR swab can detect bits of genetic material, even if it's an unviable virus. Therefore, this study could be more of a reflection of people's likelihood of re-exposure to SARS-CoV-2, not actual reinfection, as the CDC claimed. So in other words, in layman's terms, false positive test for infection as opposed to exposure. But the CDC was taking positive results that could have easily been, and surely, just based on the odds, were exposure but not infections, but the CDC were counting the exposures as infections. Pumping the numbers. However, shortly after the exposure, I read that, okay, by conflating exposure and reinfection, the CDC misled the public. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky stated, quote, "This study shows you are twice as likely to get infected again if you are unvaccinated. Getting the vaccine is the best way to protect yourself and others around you, especially as the more contagious Delta variant spread around the country." This guidance came when mounting evidence indicated COVID vaccines were quickly losing their effectiveness against infection and transmissions, which the CDC loathed to admit. Unfortunately, Walensky's guidance undermined the credibility of the CDC for generations to come. As a physician, by the way, who is the author of this piece, it's frightening that a public health official made a policy recommendation based on such a flawed study. We should encourage critical thinking and scientific skepticism. But such a blatantly flawed study design should not be tolerated in a leading health institution. This isn't the only time the CDC has been caught misleading the public, drawing ire from the medical community. This was an uncontrolled study of students in Arizona that Walensky referred to in discussing the CDC's mask guidance for schools. The study defined a COVID outbreak. All right, you ready for this? This is how it, when you got into the fine print. The study defined a COVID outbreak as two or more positive lab tests among students or staff. So if your school had two asymptomatic third graders, you got a COVID outbreak on your hands. Even worse, the study weighted such an outbreak equally to a school with dozens of symptomatic teachers or students. So according to the CDC, 2 equals 50, at least for, quote, COVID outbreaks. In a Georgia study that actually did have a sufficient control arm, the CDC minimized the fact that there was no statistically significant difference between masked and unmasked student groups. They've also minimized the importance of diet and exercise during the pandemic. They failed to effectively communicate evidence-based, life-saving outpatient treatment protocols. The list goes on. Now, again, this isn't fact-checking from some sort of social media individual, which it's been noted. A number of you are obviously in tune with this. In court filings and in testimony, Facebook has declared that their fact checkers are not actually fact based, but opinion based. All of these CDC studies, and every so often you would hear one pop up that they'd begin touting. Well, see, we have this study here in Arizona that shows that masks are effective. We have a study here that shows that even if you have natural immunity, you're still twice as likely to get reinfected. But based on their, when you read into it, what they count on is the average person can't read this stuff. You and I, we're not doctors. We're not people that are well, some of you are, but most of us aren't experts. We can't read through this stuff. Like, I don't even know what this means. But when medical professionals and people in the scientific community who are interested in the truth read through them, they see some of these studies, they're not just flawed, but they are rigged in order to get a certain outcome. And the studies that aren't rigged, that are even done or cited by the CDC, they're just quietly brushed aside. The physician who wrote the piece writes, "How does minimizing natural immunity cause harm in the real world?" See, this is a really good question. And let me tell you why it's a good question, because we hear so much about the dangers of misinformation, including what for the longest time we were told, talking about natural immunity. But in fact, minimizing natural immunity is what causes real harm. There are at least 3 deadly repercussions. First, many hospitals, locals would be included, following the CDC guidance, mandated that only vaccinated healthcare workers be allowed to work at their facilities. This means naturally immune healthcare workers were wrongly excluded from the workforce based on a toxic lie fabricated by the CDC. Hospitals continue to experience staffing shortages, contributing to the hospitalization overcapacity narrative they've used to demonize the unvaccinated. Isn't that standard for people with that mindset? They create a problem and then they blame the victims. Second, the same problem arose for nursing homes, where seniors were denied visitation rights from unvaccinated, naturally immune family and friends, even though less protected, vaccinated people were allowed in. Lack of care workers also prevents patients from being discharged from hospitals to care facilities. Third, the natural immunity lie also stripped countless Americans of their health coverage and livelihoods. During the Delta wave, for example, one worker at Los Alamos National Laboratories was fired from his job for religiously objecting to vaccinations, despite working entirely from home and having recovered from a previous COVID infection. In other words, natural immunity. The CDC now admits this worker's immunity provides protection superior to that of his co-workers who had merely vaccine-induced immunity at the time. He lost his job, while the less protected did not. By denying natural immunity's superiority to vaccine-induced immunity, how many others have been fired and lost health care access the moment we need our population to be at its healthiest? Natural immunity people should have been identified early in the pandemic as the most protected, ushered into hospitals and nursing homes to serve our vulnerable, and certainly should have been allowed to keep their jobs. By refusing to acknowledge the harms of lockdowns, mask mandates, vaccination, the CDC has brought everlasting shame to itself. There is clear evidence these types of interventions carry measurable risk. I would also note all of the entities that blindly followed and demonized people who questioned these assertions should be ashamed of themselves and also have done themselves everlasting harm, as well as those that they've served. A better approach would have been to honestly discuss the risks and benefits with the public, much like I discuss surgical risks and benefits with my patients. This is the very tenet of informed consent, and better communication always results in a better relationship. Americans need an unbiased, incorruptible, credible CDC that provides reliable and scientifically sound public health guidance. These lies have delegitimized the undermined public confidence in the institution of the CDC itself. The consequence of lying about COVID-19 will spill into other areas of healthcare, and it has. Millions of Americans have lost trust in our hospitals and institutions and are now resorting to, quote, under-the-table healthcare. In healthcare, loss of trust equals lack of access. The CDC must return to the basics of evidence-based medicine to overcome its crisis of legitimacy. Now, when individuals who are part of the problem get confronted and are forced to answer for this, they tend to default to, well, science, what we know evolves. Well, yes, that's true. But the problem is those same people act as if it is never going to evolve from the point that it is at this very moment, which is why you have to listen to them. When you demonize people for asking questions and evaluating the information, when you label those people as providing misinformation, you are denying that science evolves. You are denying that information helps us be better informed and have a better understanding as to what goes on with any situation, and in this case, COVID. You cannot, on one hand, say, well, we get to change our perspective of things because we recognize every day new information is available, but nobody else gets to. Also, those very people who get to be the official spokespersons for the truth that get anointed by the media, the time and effort they spend shutting people down, and the natural immunity is a perfect example, because CDC is, that's what this piece is based on, is now admitting the truth about natural immunity. How much sooner would that acknowledgement have come if those of us who were interested in natural immunity and wanted more information had not constantly been shut down and mocked by the media? How many countless people for how long have been misinformed because media, be it local, be it national, be it social, have demonized, mocked, and blocked those who had the scientific curiosity to ask and to try and learn about such things? That's where the misinformation has been. And that is the damage that is done when people claim that science comes from one grouping of people, one institution, and it cannot ever be questioned, because doing so is questioning science itself. So I got a really great question and a political component to all this stuff regarding vaccines. And just, it was a text wondering about out loud on Trump and his thoughts on the safety of or the reason for government pushing the vaccine, saying I hear him talk about mandates and therapies, but none of the fears we all discuss about the vaccine. He's the reason that it happened so fast. He encouraged it. He took the shot, but I've heard nothing from him since. I think he's weighed in a couple of times, and he's encouraged me. He said, yeah, you should get vaccinated, but that's about where it ends. Now, I don't know about his perspective, but I've got a perspective on this because they're instinctually, a lot of people feel that there's a contradiction. On one hand, Trump likes to take credit for the vaccine, but on the other hand, and Trump supporters like to note that he's responsible for the vaccine, while Democrats claimed he did nothing. But on the other hand, oftentimes Trump supporters not only question it, but won't get the vaccine themselves. So is that a contradiction? Now, let me tell you why it's not a contradiction. Trump's moves with the vaccine made it possible for it to be developed in a way that no one thought it could. But that, there, any time you develop something, there is a retrospect component to it. Time is the only thing that can really truly tell whether or not there is going to be effectiveness over a certain period of time, any unintended consequences. Only time can tell that. And that's for any vaccine. Oftentimes, that's why it generally takes so long for vaccines to get out there. It was felt because of the magnitude of COVID by Trump, and I think most people, that it was better served to get it out there, that you get a gamble component here. There's potentially less damage to getting a vaccine that doesn't have history of time to examine versus this continued spread that was occurring where millions and millions of people were dying. When we use the term safe, there is a numbers component to that. When we talk about safe, is it safe to drive down I-44? Yeah. Does that mean that something bad won't happen? Well, no, because bad things do happen, but you weigh these things. So safe in that context doesn't necessarily mean absolutely zero chance of anything going wrong. But I do believe that Trump can, and he should get credit for that, but that doesn't mean that it's going to be completely safe without issues. Look at the moonshot and space travel and all of the advances we made there, and we credit certain presidents with that. But there were still components to it that were deadly. But that doesn't take away from ultimately what occurred and the fact that there were certain decisions made and certain efforts that allowed those things to happen. We've got to get another traffic update. Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. You can always send messages to the studio on the American Transmissions talk and text line 447-KSGF, or download the app, even easier that way. You can just tap, call, tap, text, and listen to past shows while you're there. You can listen to the show live and get information as well, including tomorrow. We got Arrow's Breakfast going on. That's right. If you're a veteran, Air Services Heating, Cooling, All Service, Plumbing, and Scramblers on Friday. Did I say tomorrow? I meant Friday during the Friday Roadshow. Buying breakfast for veterans, 6 to 9 a.m.